From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine says it never shipped defense technology to North Korea. That denial coming after the New York Times reported the North may have purchased rocket engines from a Ukrainian factory in the black market. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked about the report Tuesday.
That's an issue that we would take very seriously if that were to be the case. There have been a lot of U.N. Security Council resolutions, and they obligate all nations, including Ukraine, to prevent transfers of sensitive technology to the DPRK.
The report comes amid growing concerns about the rapid development of the North's missile program, including recent tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Well, I think we probably still have some information to figure out. But if the North Koreans have figured out how to make the engines, the Ukrainians almost certainly helped them. They're the ones who were producing the engine of the size and character that we believe North Korea's used from the evidence that's available.
Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official suggesting the North may have the ability to produce rocket engines domestically. Another said missile improvements could involve recruiting foreign scientists or North Koreans that were educated abroad. Meanwhile, Russia and China have called for talks between Washington and Pyongyang to ease tensions. Nearly 30 people were killed and dozens more wounded on Tuesday by explosives detonated by suicide bombers at a marketplace in the northeast Nigerian village of Mandarari near Maiduguri, as well as a nearby refugee camp. The Boko Haram insurgency is suspected. And in Kenya, suspected Al-Shabaab militants killed five policemen during an ambush in the country's restive northeast. The attack occurred Tuesday in Garissa County. Dozens of policemen have been killed in similar attacks since May. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone President Ernest Bai Koroma Tuesday appealed for international help as rescue workers have recovered more than 300 bodies following mudslides that were caused by heavy rains. John James is a spokesman for the UN Children's Fund UNICEF in the capital Freetown.
In the worst case, there was a landslide which took away a whole section of the hill, just taking homes and families with it as well. So there's just been hundreds of bodies coming out of the dirt, and I think we're still seeing those numbers rise as time goes.
Dozens of homes were buried when a mountainside collapsed in the town of Regent Monday, one of the deadliest natural disasters that Africa has experienced in recent years. The United States Tuesday accused Islamic State of carrying out a reign of terror that targets religious minorities and opposition ethnic groups. It was part of an annual International Religious Freedom Report issued by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
ISIS is clearly responsible for genocide against Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims in areas it controls or has controlled. ISIS is also responsible for crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing directed at these same groups, and in some cases against Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and other minorities.
He singled out seven countries for an array of abuses targeting religious minorities, including Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Bahrain, China, Pakistan, and Sudan. Mali's UN ambassador, Issa Konfirou, Tuesday called on the international community to provide military and financial aid to support a multinational force to combat jihadism in Africa's Sahel region.
In Mali, attacks by violent extremist groups on national security forces, international forces, and MINUSMA remain a sad reality and hamper the implementation of the peace agreement, one of the key elements for the stabilization of the region.
The Malian diplomats speaking to the UN Security Council Tuesday, the leaders of Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Burkina Faso, and Chad, the so-called G5, have agreed to create a 5,000-strong security force to combat jihadism. The Taliban, in an open letter to President Donald Trump, warned the security situation in Afghanistan is worse than he realizes and called on U.S. to pull out its forces. The U.S. currently has 8,400 troops in the country, the Trump administration undergoing a military review of strategy. The International Criminal Court in The Hague Tuesday issued an arrest warrant for Libyan National Army Commander Mahmoud El-Wafali. He's accused of executing dozens of prisoners during the battle against Islamic militia for control of Benghazi. And Colombia's Marxist rebels Tuesday completed handing in thousands of weapons to the UN, part of a demobilization plan following a peace deal reached with the government, ending a half century of conflict. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.